Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. It's a beautiful day, beautiful traffic, beautiful commute, beautiful people working with me. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
I am in the building, and actually, today is my last day in the building. I will be on tomorrow. Actually, I haven't even got to discuss this with Marcus yet. So, well, look, the boys aren't going with us tomorrow. I decided, I was like, you know what? Let me stay home, do the show, hang out with the baby. You know, that way I don't have to. He's about to have to go, and he's in this stage right now where he's cool going. You don't mind going. The process of dropping him off, though, is not good. So I was like, you know what? He's going to be gone for a few days. And look, he's going to be with his...
You do realize he's going to forget you exist in three days, right? Yeah,
dude, he's going to be with his aunt, who's got my beautiful little niece. That she's a little baby. He loves hanging out with her. He's going to Mamaw's.
He really won't recognize you in four
days.
No,
and then he's going to Mimi's. Like, he's having a blast. He don't care. But still, I was like, you know what? Tomorrow I can stay home and do the show. But I'll be on the air tomorrow. I mean, no biggie there. But anyway, so I'm excited. But the unfortunate curse that lives with me is... And I haven't really talked to my wife about it because my wife is like, look, this is our time. We're getting away. She works her tail off. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing a lot. Listen, we're going to Disney World, just me and her. And the curse I live with is while I'm hearing this in my ears, on Saturday, I gotta know what my team's doing.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
So what's your plan?
That was perfect, Nick. That was beautiful, too. The plan is, I mean, I'm going to have to... Here's the thing. I can't get around this one. They play at 4. I could probably get... Actually, we won't be... We'll be at Universal that day,
four
but...
4 is like perfect... settle down time, get back to the room. You get up early Saturday, do some things.
No, we go to the parks. We stay there all day. Like we go to the parks in the morning. And we stay all day long. We're doing Halloween Horror Nights that night. So I'm gonna be watching it like on my phone, just kind of like keeping up with it.
Take an iPad or something at least.
No, I'm just gonna take my phone. Listen, this is one, but. It's funny, and we're going to get to a lot of things. We've got ACC media polls that have came out, preseason basketball polls. that have came out, what this weekend means.
Coach Mac Media Day.
Coach Mac Media Day today.
I mean, no, that's not what I meant to say. We have an offer for Coach Mac that he can't refuse.
There's a lot.
We're going to talk about that in particular.
There's a lot to get to today, but it will be one I will have my eye on pretty closely.
I'm surprised you're going to. I'm surprised you're even going to check into that game.
Well, here's the thing. It's a game. Well, it's a game that
Stop 1 second.
Okay.
Let me intercept. Let me cut you off on this.
Okay.
One. Nikki. Okay, we're not going to go people's court on this, but Nikki, I want to present a quick case, like one of these, to see if this will need to go to trial, you know, kind of just a preliminary, you know, charges, right? Okay, Steve is doing his vacation, right? No. But thank you for being so quick on the trigger. Nikki, I want you to get on that microphone real quick. Okay, we have a process that we go through.
I could do an 8-bit version, I'm just saying.
Oh, God, no. That would Listen, we have a process. Like, so a lot of times, I check out, you know, the beginning of a game. Do we have a game plan? Yes. I mean, you're starting to know this about me. Do we have a game plan? Yes. Are my kids passionate about competing in this game? Yes. You know, I look for a couple things the first 20 minutes of a game, right? I can live with most results if we had a game plan and they looked hype, ready to play. Because that means my preparation is where it needs to be. Now, I can't control screwed up referees. I can't control, you know, my coach taking his foot off the offensive gap. You know, like the game, in game, you know, like you can go back. Okay, you can go back and look at film to see the details. But the preparation to the game is what's important for this game. Corrections come later, okay?
Oh, that's fair, yeah.
Okay, so a lot of times, you know, I can leave at halftime, you know, already be pissed. Like, okay, if we lose, we weren't ready to go. When I left that game at halftime, I knew we weren't ready to go. If we win, you know what I'm saying, I'm still pissed because we weren't ready to play. You know what I'm saying? So I can leave the game, not turn it back on. Yeah, and be done with it.
Wipe your hands of it.
But here's the thing. I got to wait for Steve to call. Right?
I forgot about the – yeah, you mentioned that with basketball.
I have
tradition.
To wait for Steve to
Especially
call.
Especially with the basketball post games, yeah.
Listen, I wait for Steve to call me. And I'm telling you, he's a savage at the beginning of the conversation. Happy or angry, you know what I'm saying? It's the best. It's the best.
Raw, visceral.
Me and Marcus have reached a friendship level where, like, there was a night a couple weeks ago where, like, you know me, I don't cuss, right? I just don't. Like,
that's true. You really don't.
Yeah, it's not really. I mean, like, I'm not saying everybody that cusses is going to hell, but, like, it's just for me. I just kind of keep my mouth. I watch my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I just always have. And, you know, look, we deal with the church and stuff, so I would rather not be out here blank this,
dropping
that all the time. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I have my jackass.
As someone who swears a lot, yeah, it becomes a crutch. Look, you don't want to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did. I have my piss and my jackass and stuff like that I may go to. I had to call Marcus the other night, and when I realized that he was like family now, was when I was like, look, you just got to let me cuss for about 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah, because listen, I'm angry. I'm really angry. Look, the world is just crapping on me, you, everybody. It was a weak moment. It was a weak moment that, thank God, James Strebel would never hear. Because it was a.
And listen.
I had them in the national championship.
Steve is he's the first person to know about this moment.
Yeah.
Like I didn't listen. I didn't pillow talk a female about this. Like I didn't tell any of my friends. Terrible. It was just like, let it out, bro.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Let it out.
It was terrible.
Just spilled all out of him.
Okay. So
like The Exorcist, just projectile vomiting.
Yeah, and you knew it was one of these conversations like this never happened.
Even my wife knew. She was in there. My wife's just sitting in the living room. She was like, he's gotta do this. Like, he just, look, I broke. They weren't supposed to beat Florida. Like, it was like.
And you know what the scary part was?
Yeah.
The scary part was, it sounded so natural that that means I know in his brain.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
he's said it before, mm-hmm. but it like you could hear the awkwardness on yes. some of it, but it was so forceful that he meant what yeah. he was saying.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So like I said, in his brain he yeah. thought it, but he just I'm not gonna say
the little copywriters in his head yeah. wrote it, and then yeah, yeah. then they and, sent and, it up the chain to so, the voice box.
Yeah, so he had suppressed
yeah.
this.
Yeah, it was
he had been suppressing this for a while.
It was a long day. It was a long day.
Okay, so it's always good for me to say, okay, now I can get an outside perspective of what happened from the moment I left the game. You know, when things change. Again, I left that. Which game was it? Wake Forest?
Or no, Virginia.
Yeah, I left Virginia. I don't think. It was 1 minute, 4 seconds ago. We were up 3 touchdowns. Going into the fourth quarter.
The moment he left.
It went
all the way.
But yeah. I made the agreement, like, hey, normally we do the okay, I'm not gonna jinx things, you know, but I'm like, okay, I'm making a deal right now. If you blow this, if I leave here, I'm not gonna take this jinx today. Like I had this conversation with Steve.
I actually agreed. I signed off on this, and I'm not a jinx. Usually, I'm like, no, dude, you need to stay where you're at.
Yeah, yeah. So I said no. The way we're playing, we're up 3 touchdowns, 1 minute to go, and Hassan Hall is running his tail off. I'm out. You find a way to screw this up if you want to. You're good, boy. When I get on the radio, you're going to get this work, right? It was an agreement. So anyway, the point is, I want Steve to experience the anxiety of not knowing what's going on and let me tell him about a game. Like, let me be the one person that, hey, when I call you, that means the game's over. That means, listen, you don't have to answer, but get to the nearest quiet spot. So I can tell you about what happened. Radio is theater of the mind. I heard you say it, Pop said it. You know, it's theater of the mind. Steve telling you how a game went is the difference between reading the book and watching the movie. When he said, like, when you're listening to him describe it, you're reading the book. Mm-hmm. And you're filling in all this,
right.
All these
little
events.
Theater in the mind. Yeah,
yeah. yeah you're filling in what happened here and what happened there. It's like, no, what? Oh, what? And your brain is just like, you know, it's working.
Listen, I'll commit to this, but what I will admit to you is I have SportsCenter update. So anytime there's a scoring play, I will know. But I will commit. Because, listen, I can't not know the score.
I don't want
I was
you to
say,
to,
can listen. You turn off push notifications?
Well, no, I'm saying, though, I can't. It'd kill me. But what I can do.
He can't handle yeah. one game.
No, I got to know. Like, I got to know. Am I hiring Brom, or are we moving along? Are we trying to get rolling here?
I just have this image of you on Space Mountain checking your phone. Just
yeah, listen.
Mickey
just,
Mouse ears on, pissed yeah, off, throwing
just,
it against
just
the
angry,
wall.
Just look, just
punching
just Mickey,
Goofy.
Mickey
look,
Mouse ears. Go, why? That's why we should hire Brom.
Listen, roller coaster. Chick, 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 chick. Oh, my God. I can't believe he did that.
But no,
honey, you can't. She's in her.
Yeah, like, no, this is it.
Honey, look.
I know this
phone
is
goes
it.
Flying yeah. out of his hands at the top of.
Listen, but seriously, but I can commit to staying off of Twitter during the game, so I get no commentary.
Can you?
I get. Yeah, I can because honestly, Twitter during games sucks. Anyways, just to be completely honest. So like, I cannot do Twitter and just say, okay, I'm gonna get a little push.
But here's the real problem. I can't tell you I can commit to what it's a 12 o'clock game?
Four.
Starts at 4?
And then you can fill me in on what happened. like I said, I'll know who won. I get an update every time I score. I've got look, the Cowboys, the Reds, Louisville women's, Louisville men's football, and then I added the Vegas Golden Knights this year, who by the way are 1-1, and they got the St. Louis Blues tomorrow.
There you go.
Excited about that.
There you go. Big tilt.
Have to text Mitch. Well, Vegas trash talk. He's gonna be like, "What the crap, dude? When did this happen? When did this happen?"
I don't know. Is getting notifications but staying off Twitter? That's not a true.
You gotta cut yourself off from it, man. What if you? Okay, you can. How about this?
I'm not doing this.
You send him a text at halftime, and then he gets a halftime update. So you get
that's not fun enough.
Because it's like a methadone clinic. You gotta give him a little. Yeah, you can't just cut him off completely.
I don't believe it. I'm a cold turkey.
Poor Steve's gonna have the shakes. It's gonna ruin Epcot for him. I don't want that.
No, I'm not going to, because I'm telling you right now, there's no chance I'm not gonna know the score. I'm gonna know the score.
You can't go on vacation and not know a score?
No. Louisville cannot be playing a football or basketball game and me not know the score. It would kill me. It'd kill me. I wouldn't enjoy anything. I would just, I have to know.
Well, see, look, you're at the most magical place on the planet.
Well, I'll be.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, listen, I'll be at Universal, so y'all can't keep using the Disney happiness on that day. This is, I'll be at Universal.
Okay.
By that time, Halloween Horror Nights starts at 6, so by halftime, a little after, I'm going to be at Halloween Horror Nights. All this stuff's happening.
It helps that you're at Universal that day.
Yeah.
Because that's the edgier,
you know. It is. It's more of the,
Are we, you bring up Horror Night. Are we going to do this real quick?
What?
Are people pissed off about the conversation we're having now? Because I can't wait for the, can we start talking about the top 25 text that's coming in?
I don't care.
Talk sports, damn it.
Right, right. Text, hey, well, you, now, do you entertain me with sports.
Do you want to know what's coming in now? Last year, I had to get on a flight at the very end of the UK basketball game, and it killed me. I didn't know the score until I landed. Somebody says, can't hire someone who told you no. I'm sure you know everything that happened about that, too.
Right.
I want Brom because I have no confidence that Satterfield can beat UK. Make the notifications to where you know it's from Sports Center, but you can't see what it says. Texture says, this is how I know Steve is one of us. Dude is a fan. Set up notifications for quarters.
One of us.
Not scoring plays.
Repeat that. Set up notifications for
quarters, not scoring plays. Texture says, I used to feel this way, Steve, but I'm just going to go deer hunting and watch it on DVR if we win. See, I'm the guy, though. Listen, my buddy Jeremy knew this because he would rewind the TV. And it was
you can't handle the behind.
But it's behind. I'm like, hey, you got to go back live. Yeah. Okay, if you're going to rewind and watch the play, go back live.
Right.
Or wait till commercial break. Wait till timeout. That will piss me off quicker than anything. That's why a lot of times I don't go a lot of places to watch games, especially if I don't know them.
Yeah,
because
if you don't have control of that.
I don't do that. I don't do the rewind thing. I don't do the, rewind it. All right, and then they just watch from there. I'm like, no!
Yeah.
No, get back to real time, man. I can't change it if it's in the past. I can't know I'm watching a play that happened 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, and see, when Steve and I are on the phone simultaneously watching the game, and he's 40 seconds ahead of me, it doesn't bother me.
I was going to say, depending on what feed, if you have the satellite, an extra 20 seconds.
Right, so I hear...
Well, I have YouTube TV, so I'm a little behind real lifetime anyway, by a minute or so, but I
can hear him going crazy about something, and I'm like, oh man, what's coming now? You know what I'm saying? But I can wait and just, let me see what my own, and I don't have anxiety about, and again, mindsets, you know what I'm saying? I can watch one quarter of basketball and it take me 2 hours. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. You know what I'm saying? And to the left. I do that. A false step at the linebacker position, I'm just like, oh my God, you know, like the you don't realize the whole play. Look, 12 men out there on defense or 11 men out there on defense. You take one false step at the linebacker, your tight end is cooking you. Because your eyes looked at the wrong person for 1 second. Like, people don't, to me, that's fascinating sports.
Yeah, the game in the cracks a little bit.
Yeah, because everybody's sitting there looking at, oh, nobody's covered the tight end. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, no. His eyes looked at the running back in the backfield who took a step to the, you know, step to the right. His tight end knows if he looks to that running back, you go. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, that running back got him. You know what I'm saying? The running back got our linebacker because his eyes were in the backfield. He was supposed to be concentrating on his keys, pulling guard with here. You know, like, so I rewinded him. Hey, y'all, look at this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But most people just, can you catch up to me? You know, like, who cares? They lost. You know, it was just, you know, it's just a different kind of mentality. You know what I'm saying? That's why I can leave a game because I know I'm going to spend 15 hours
analyzing it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, later on. So I guess we learned today that Steve can't be on an island.
Texter is not a fan of Dr. Klein. You
are. You want to go to Washington State?
Yeah, I was like, okay. You aren't a true fan if you miss a game over going to a kiddie park. You've obviously never been to Universal. So did we offer.
What? No, we can't let that go. That's asinine. Like, I mean, we're talking about Disney and, you know, with the highest level of respect.
And
we're not talking about the local, you know, water slide. We're talking about Disney.
In the famous words of Drew Diener, I'm not chasing that stick off the
porch. Well, if it makes you feel any better, just last week, or just on Friday at 10:49, same texter said, Steve, you don't know anything about this year's team. It's going to be same old boring basketball. Get rid of this clown Mac. Okay, now on to the next one.
No, you know what? That guy's never been to Disney World. And now this is probably going to hurt more than me calling him a jackass. Like, okay. I pity him. I'm dead ass serious. Like, come to the studio. I want to give you a T-shirt and Mickey Mouse ears, and maybe the slightest glimmer of happiness will find its way inside of you in a consensual way, and you will be a happier person. Like,
and that's what we've been trying to do for all the years we've been here. It's like, get out of that headspace. Get out of that headspace.
Like, anyone that's poo-pooing Disney, man. I mean, come on. Come on, man. Like,
Texter says, so did we offer Selah Brown? Texter says, if you want updates, just follow Strieble. Texter says, just let your wife hold your phone. That's not going to happen. Texter says, I more or less work by myself, so I'm enjoying all the topics on this show. Why did it take Satterfield a week to figure out they should have brought more pressure against UVA? Would have been a great time for an in-game adjustment.
No, it didn't take him a week. He knew it right then. But he has to trust his defensive coordinator to do defensive coordinator jobs.
This is just a fun read today. Texter said, I'm anxious about thinking about this situation for Steve. Also, let's go Blues.
Maybe that was Mitch.
Might have been.
Actually, I've got a couple of friends that are Blues fans.
These are some good texts.
Text line's good today.
Okay, well, let's get this other quick one out of the way.
Can I just add one last thing? Just because I'm going to forget it if I don't say it. Sorry.
Me too.
Please record you giving a visceral reaction to a character, a Disney character, because they can't break character. And I want Charity to take a video of you just screaming at somebody.
Don't do that. You're
screaming at Goofy.
You're an anarchist. You are an absolute.
It could be a happy scream. It could be like, yeah, we're gonna beat you, crew. We're going to like a good ass bowl. Like, high five, Goofy. Like, and he's just looking at you like, who is this guy?
Listen, get him to copy like a cards, like or something.
But that's so funny.
Don't try to bring about it. You're that.
Or
guy.
I want him screaming at Daisy Duck that we need Brom now. Like, we need, and she's just looking at him like. And what if she agrees and she gives the take? She's like, we like Rondell Moore and Cardinal Red. Hell yeah. She breaks character. Takes her head off,
but
throws an L's up.
You are the guy. You are the tourist that goes to London and tries to put your arm on the guard and take the picture.
Yeah.
And he ends up stabbing you with his bayonet.
No. I promise I'm not that guy. But because, like, I feel like I overstep my bounds all the time, but in a different way. I feel like, well, I'm just as a waiter. I feel like, you know, oh, we're all service industry guys, right? Yeah. And then I'll try to talk to him about, like, the biz. And he's like, dude, you sling drinks. I protect the queen. Shut the hell up. But I'd like, I wouldn't want to get a photo with him. I'd like to actually have a conversation with him.
Just don't touch him.
Texter says, no. Texter says, I almost killed myself driving back home after I left my phone at home with my wife.
And you know what the funny thing is? That's not always a cheating thing.
Steve, it's the truth, but you can't win that fight.
No, I know.
You can't win that fight.
I know.
And listen,
but it's like, I don't want you to know the weird stuff I look up.
I not even that, just the conversation.
Not even sex stuff, just stuff.
The conversation of, I can't answer. I'm not good with interrogation because there's no win to it. You know what I'm saying? There's no, what did you do to this? And what does this mean? And what does that mean? And it's like, well, you would have had to know our 10 years of history to have the context of what I'm saying when I say she was wild that night. You know, who's wild that night? I'm like, yeah. That was 19. You know, that was 1998.
It's one of those, for you to be acquitted, all your dirty laundry will have to get brought in front of the court. And it's like,
that's what Texter says. I'm not a cheater. I have weird friends.
And that.
I know.
And, like, I'm not explaining to you because, like, now I can't even tell you I'm going to hang out with Steve. Because if you read me and Steve's conversation, you're just like,
yeah.
Oh, no, you can't hang out with him anymore.
No, I know. I know. Babe, I got a hidden folder with.
I'm not explaining this stuff to you. But don't get yourself in trouble, Steve.
Listen, I have a hidden folder.
Allegedly.
What's that?
Allegedly.
What's that number next to hidden?
200.
That's scandalous pictures of my wife. Okay?
It's not scandalous.
I'm like, babe.
Don't say scandalous.
No, some of them are scandalous.
Artistic.
Yeah, some of them are.
Speaking
of tasteful.
Yeah, they're not. Some of them aren't. it's about 50.
Okay, listen. Since we're getting all our dirty laundry out, I wanted to ask y'all this real quick.
Okay.
Steve kind of already, conversation, but since we've already killed this first segment, we might as well take it all the way.
Okay.
Man who had cops called over bloody Halloween displays won't back down. Where does Nikki stand on gory porch, front yard?
I mean, I'd have to see it. Like, because, I mean, look, it's Halloween. Like, there's been some things when I was a little kid, I'd be like, whoa, that really scared me. But it's Halloween, man. Like, now, I mean, if it's so.
Commit, Nikki, commit. Give me something that says that's too much.
I mean, it would have to be. So, here's the thing. If he's by a road, and it's causing people to go, damn, and, like, take their eyes off the road.
Like a front yard in a neighborhood.
Yeah, like, that would be.
Or you mean a major road.
I live kind of off of Eastern Parkway. And there's some houses right there on Eastern Parkway. Yeah. I'm not talking a neighborhood road. Okay, I'm talking, like, a major.
A main road.
If I see some dude, like, disemboweled on a tree, I'm like, whoa. And, you know, I take my eyes off the road. That could be bad. So,
So
60-40.
Neighborhood, anything flies?
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not, like, god-awful.
You can give me an example of something god-awful.
Well, it actually looks like a dude is disemboweled on a tree. Or they're, like, you know.
So those full-bodied.
Yeah. Here's the cutoff. If it's something that you would see in a house of horrors, like you see, like, some flayed dude out there or something like that, it's good lord, come on, like, that you would see that at, like, Universal.
Okay, so
or you know what I mean.
So, but how do you address that?
You just go, hey, dude, that's what there's always a couple Karens on a homeowners association. That's their job, man. Like, they go and they go, hey, can you not? And then, you know, keep all the skeletons and the lights and the witch, you know, with her feet sticking out of the ground. And hell, you can even keep the bloody werewolf. But that dude is disemboweled. And there's children. And come on, man. Like, just.
Okay, what about the arm hanging out the trunk of people's cars?
Oh, no, that's fine. Who gives a crap? That's the same thing as truck nuts. Like, I mean, no one thinks it's real. I mean, it's like, whatever. Like, it's like, ha ha ha.
You mean you've never pulled up on a truck and was like, wow, I feel like that truck actually has testicles?
You don't know my search history. Okay.
Okay. Okay, well then, yeah, you definitely would not do this.
How do Transformers have babies, Steve? Explain that to me.
This is wheelbarrow with the
parts. That was too far. The one Marcus is referencing is too far.
They have one with a safe is on top of the head part, and the model body is laying out flat, face down, and they got blood splatter.
But listen.
See, without the blood splatter, that's actually kind of funny.
Yes.
Like,
I
feel like some, like, these calamitous dudes, like, kind of die. Like nah, it's like the tree. It's like the.
I got kids. I don't. No, my kids.
It's can't. Like the witch flying into the tree, like, all splattered. Like, that's kind of, you know, they crashed on their broom.
If that wasn't, like, the fourth worst thing.
This is me getting old then.
Yeah,
I think this is me getting old.
Well, and listen, I mean,
Can I see, like we said, theater of the mind, but can I see some photos of this? Like,
yeah, that's fair enough.
The photos are just too bad though. Like you wouldn't think this is cool.
No, I know.
It's like,
but who are the people defending this? Like, like crazy Halloween fans?
The problem I'm having is the guy who's saying, no, I can decorate my yard any way I want to. You know what I'm saying? It's not an HOA thing. But they called the police on him and, you know, said he needs to take it down.
Yeah.
And
listen, man.
I think I've gotten old enough to say, hey, man, I got kids in this neighborhood. My grandkids come here.
Called on.
Yeah, I mean, listen. They
I'm sending it to you right now on Twitter. You say what, Steve?
They do a good job. Like in our neighborhood, for instance, most of them, there's a couple that are right on the line, but it's
on the
not,
line of,
yeah,
of,
yeah.
of gory.
Well, it's not gory. It's just like,
oh,
you
good
know.
God.
Yeah, like that's like, ugh.
He's shown a lot of guts. Gotta love the New York Post.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Nah, that's a little much. Yeah. Dude, it's. I mean, it's funny, but it's a wood chipper spraying blood all over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know, like no, that's too much.
No, that can really happen.
Yeah, like art. Yeah, you know, my papo. Not that didn't happen to him, but like you know, like one time we worked and it, like dude, a wood chipper like it caught his wristwatch and like ripped his wristwatch off, and it was like, dude, it was one of the moments where he was like, oh. Because when you get caught, like, you're done. But it's like, but I'm like, you know, like, our neighborhood is, there's a couple that, you know, like the little possessed baby dolls or something. You're kind of like, yeah, it's a little much.
I've gotten too old.
But I'm not, yeah, but that is like, oh, my gosh.
No, this would be, like, an awesome, like, haunted maze house type thing.
Haunted.
Like, I mean, that's where this guy's calling truly is. Because, I mean, it's cool. It's funny, like, some of it, and, you know, gory. But, not.
I'm going to steal Mark Blakenbaker's and Drew Diener's idea, and I'm going to make all right with the world. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics say he's money cash. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes in your zap of toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, critics, you can kiss my whole ass. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits, well, I don't give a sh**. So, rap mags try and use my black. And so advertisers can give them more cash for ads.
Welcome back. It's been days with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let's take a...
Real quick, before we do that, text come in, said I'm listening 600 feet in the air and just lost an AirPod.
Somewhere around them.
I need more details on this.
Let's take bets. Is that guy like working on a skyscraper?
First off, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
600 feet in the air.
Why are you 600 feet in the air? Yeah, like I like what Nikki was saying. Like, I mean, are we skyscraper here? Are we like, what are we doing?
Doing maintenance on a roller coaster?
Are you just taking 600 feet? Okay,
there's a 600 foot roller coaster.
How much is 600 feet? Is that as big as the? Yeah. I'm looking over there.
Yeah, I'm
that's
gonna
about
say
it.
600 isn't like flight cruising.
You've lost
altitude.
Your mind. That's not six. That's not even close to 600 feet. The tallest.
I didn't say it was. I'm wondering how much it is.
Dragster. At Cedar Point's 420 feet. It's one of the tallest roller coasters in the world.
Wow, okay.
We're talking almost 200 feet taller than that.
Wow, okay.
So are we talking about just taking off in a plane?
So yeah. What could he be like a private chef at the Omni and just, you know, be you know, catering, poked his head out. It's a nice day. Whoosh, you there. And there goes the iPod.
Empire State is 1454.
Okay.
So you're not okay. So you're not flying then.
No,
well, okay. You could be a chopper pilot.
That's fair.
I mean, I was gonna say we're not at cruising altitude. It's, you know, I'm like, Dad.
What kind of damage can an AirPod do
if it came from
600 feet?
Probably go through your brain.
I think we just found a YouTube video to do.
I mean the drag will probably just.
Somebody said the St. Louis Arch is about 600 feet.
Wow, that's high.
Yeah, but the only thing we were trying to determine, are you flying or not?
I just want more details. Of course, now he might not be able to hear us.
Yeah, he might have been on his way to bed. Well, he still has one.
All right. Well, anyways, we'll wait for that.
This won't be in stereo.
Yeah, we'll wait for that.
Okay, this is what I want. Oh, man. You know what? 13 minutes is enough time. Yeah. It's enough time. So here's the thing.
I had a dime every time I said that.
I was listening.
One nickel.
To
13 minutes.
Marathon man?
What do you think I am?
A machine?
Secretariat?
I was listening to local radio this morning. I heard one Drew Diener and Mark Blakenbaker just having a little fun at the expense of my University of Louisville men's basketball team. Right?
I don't like that.
And you ever have some idea that you don't like it at first, and then you kind of think about it, and you're just like, I don't like this joke. And then you kind of like start to stew on it. And it's like, maybe that idea isn't bad. And then I start just kind of going down the tributary, and let's see where this thing ends up at. So this is basically the precipice of an idea, which I've decided it's time. And when I say it's time, Steve and I are both reaching the stages in our life where, you know, like when Coach Mack, when it was alleged that he may have practiced an extra guy or two, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know what? I'm sick of hiding. I'm sick of trying to play a game with the moving goalpost.
Okay.
Because they keep moving the goalpost on us and it sucks. Mm-hmm. And I'm tired of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to move the goalpost. And I don't need you to co-sign this idea. I need you to not only co-sign it, but take it to the next level. The joke they made was to the effect of Coach Mack should talk about what he would have done in games he suspended for. Right?
Okay.
I didn't like them making a joke about Coach Mack being suspended early season. Then I thought about it and I said, you know what? He's suspended and he shouldn't be suspended in my mind. Right? I started getting a little angry and I said, you know what? Coach Mack, I'm going to pick up this baton and run. Coach Mack, I'd like to formally extend an invitation for you to join Middays with Marcus Maben after every single game.
Yeah.
And you talk about the game, and we're going to YouTube it. And, Coach, I'll get the film. And, Coach Mack, you, myself, and Steve can put the game up on the big screen.
I'm here for it.
And we can do a live watch. We can do a scouting session. You come on this radio station, and you tell whoever might be listening,
sure,
exactly what adjustments they need to make at halftime and the next game and the next game. And you know what? I don't care. And somebody won't like it because it won't be in the spirit of the suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care at this point.
Yeah, but here's my thing. Here's my only thing. I just don't know. I don't know what you want me to say here. If you don't think he's not talking to Mike Pegues and Ross McNames and Cahill Fennell, you've lost your mind.
You think like in what form, Steve? Listen, I heard you say there's no way that he would dare try to skirt these rules of the suspension.
Yes, he will.
Come on the show. Come on the show and let's talk about it.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't, Steve.
Yes,
no,
he will.
He is flying straight as an arrow through the suspension.
No, he's not. He's not. Listen, no. No.
What do you recommend he does?
I recommend he call Mike Pegues. What are you talking about?
I mean, burner phone. Listen.
Say the little chirp phone.
Listen, yeah. I have an old LG that I'm sure is black marketed out by now.
Listen. Yeah.
Go. Listen, I know a dude, coach. We go get two burners. Yeah, listen. We go get six burners on the same network.
The president wanted to fire him, and he come out to, "We ain't going nowhere." You think he ain't calling Mike Pegues? Oh, I don't know what they're going to do. They might can him at the end of the year. Listen, who knows? He's not going to not talk to Mike Pegues.
Okay, Steve is Coach Mack. Steve is suspended. Yeah. How does Steve communicate? What is your plan to set up a network with your coaches?
Listen, let me say, I'm going to say this publicly on the air. Patty Ice is a beast. Dude, Patty Ice is turning into an absolute beast.
He's in the
look at him, dude. Look at him. I know. Yeah.
Svelte.
I was going to say.
Svelte. He knows.
Yeah, his 40 time.
He knows.
He's like, you called his 40 time out, and this dude went out, lost 40, 50 pounds.
Hey, does my posture look good enough, maybe, for that 40 now? How about that, bruh?
He looks good, man. Listen, I got to give him his props, man.
Hey, be better, not bitter, in the words of Rick Pitino.
Yes, yes, I'm okay with that.
Man. Appreciate it, man. I just had to give him his props on the air. Like, he's doing his thing, man.
He still ain't running that 40 like that, though. Listen, I don't doubt anything else except the 40.
No, yeah, no, he's in good shape, man.
Okay. Hey, I just want to say something. I was back here. Like, he moved up, and I was sitting back here. I'm just saying. Patty's hiney was a shampoo, it'd be pert.
Listen, they say Pat's doing like 700 squats a day. Just round rear end. Just crazy.
Like, what's the ultimate goal here?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, man.
Okay. Steve is suspended.
Okay.
Steve is Coach Mack.
Absolutely.
Steve would like to communicate with his coaches.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do we all like get on the same email and we all got the same password and we all just communicate through that?
I mean, I'll just meet you somewhere. Like, I mean, what are y'all going
to
do?
How far would you have to go to meet?
I mean, like, what are we doing here? Because, listen, if I get fired because Neely Bendapudi drove past my house.
What kind of clandestine operation? Do we just, the coaches just Uber late at night?
Just come over my house. I don't know. Like,
no,
come on.
No, because the Uber's going to be trackable.
Yeah, but, like, dude, are we seriously talking about the administration? I mean, what are you going to do? Post police up by his house to make sure coaches don't come over?
Yeah, you think people won't be spying on Coach Mack during his suspension to try to find out if he's having any communication with a member of the team, Steve?
Yes. No, they will.
No. The.
But if I'm Coach Mack, I'm like, oh, please, please.
There's government officials that would gladly take up that.
I know. But if I'm Coach Mack and that's the type of environment I'm in, I'm going, please fire me. Please fire me. For the love of God, fire me.
Listen.
Like, yes.
That might not be local, though, Steve. That might be out of county.
Oh, no, officials. It will be. No, it will be. That's what I'm saying. But, like, if you look, dude.
But that's just saying if you're this environment
is too toxic. I've got three or four families on this staff that are some of my best friends. And you're telling me that part of my suspension is I can't hang out with my friends? My wife can't hang out with her friends?
Is that
part of my suspension?
Are Christy and the wives allowed to communicate?
Are they not allowed to talk? So you're saying basically I'm on quarantine. You're putting me on freaking COVID quarantine. Like,
actually, it's worse.
Yeah, like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, screw y'all. Yeah, like, please, fire me over that. Fire me. And I'll get a job just like that.
Is Andy the school president?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, come on, man. Look, I'm like, what, the governor's stepping in here? Like, there's no way, dude. Like, come on. Like, you can't tell me I can't hang out with my friends. Like, you know, I can't go to the Bahamas with them already.
On Thanksgiving
with the players' families.
Or the players who don't have families with us.
Right. So there's going to be some players that
are family-less.
Yeah, that now I can't be with. And then you're going to set up there in that office and like, oh, well, we're all about the family atmosphere here at Louisville, and we're trying to be progressive here at Louisville and all this. No, you're not.
You're not. Like, that was a jackass move to make. Like, I mean, to really put a coach. And I'm not even talking about Coach Mack in this. Just any coach. To say, you're out for 6 games. You can't talk to the coaches. You can't be around the coaches. Your wife can't talk to the coaches. You can't go to Thanksgiving dinner with your team in the Bahamas.
We don't know if the wife is not.
Well, I mean, if you have any communication,
you just Montrez Harold him.
Yeah. Literally, you can't go to practice. You can't see any. Like, dude, are you kidding me? Like, you just put him in prison for being extorted. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, God, are you joking? Like, okay, suspending for 6 games for not turning in the full. Like, I get all that. But, like, you can go to practice. You just can't coach in the games. Can't coach in the games. 6 games. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
No communication.
Because he was wrong. He was wrong in the ordeal too. I don't want to say it like he didn't have a hand in. Okay, so yeah, like
no
whatever.
Communication with the entire basketball community.
It's psychotic. It's psychotic. Like, just say
I want to see your yard on Halloween.
No, I know. Like, literally, I wish the president would just come out and say something like, "Look, I wanted to fire him, and they pushed too hard, so I just gave him a harsh punishment." Like, okay, cool. No, you don't like him. You want to fire him.
I asked somebody, how can we really derail their season?
Yeah, like, what are we doing
like,
here?
Hey, I need somebody who's a tactician on derailing seasons. Okay, this is what you got to do. Disassociate him from the family, from the fan base, from the players, from the team, from the coaches for at least a month.
Yeah. Oh, and he's got a brand new team.
You missed a month before the Wisconsin game, Steve.
I know. Oh, welcome back, Coach Mack. Here's East Lansing.
That's his first game back.
Yeah. Like, dude, that was just a stupid. I mean, that's the irrational. Harshest. It's irrational.
It's irrational.
It's an irrational penalty, man. It's just silly.
It's irrational.
So if I'm him, I'm like, no, my friends are coming over, and we're talking about the game. Okay, fire me. Go ahead, fire me, please. And I'll go to every ESPN everywhere, and I'm going to tell them the ignorant rule you set in place. In the meantime, Mark Few's out here driving drunk, and got a game. People in Lexington do whatever the hell they want and get nothing.
They get hit and runs with no police report. And 5 court dates moved back until they get injured.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, like, what are we doing here? Like, if I'm Coach Mack, I'm like, no, I'm talking to my coaches. They're coming over my house. We're having dinner. And they'll fire me, please. Just fire me.
How about he just promises he won't talk about basketball?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I promise we're not talking about basketball.
You guys see the new season of You?
I know.
Up to sports.
Golly. I don't think a guy ever wrote us back. It's kind of scary. Hope he's okay.
Yeah, you're 600 feet in air. Focus, please. Focus on what you're doing 600 feet in air. Because whatever it is, it's not as safe as sitting in here and doing the show. Rolling along, Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.